Happy New Year, David Eagle's blog read by David Eagle fans. This is David Eagle's blog read by David Eagle with a cold. Yes, I put out all the stops for you. Many people requested it. Can we have you, David, sounding like you've got more of a cold? We'd like that. Of course, I'll do whatever I can for you. And I have. So this particular blog post was published on the 7th of January and it is entitled Forget Going Global, the Young'uns are going universal. At the back end of last year, I received an email from an airline company. They wanted to know if we were happy to have the young'uns included as part of their in-flight entertainment music. This request did not particularly surprise me, given that one of the many positive side effects of the young'uns' music is tempering altitude sickness, as well as helping to prevent deep vein thrombosis. You don't get those kinds of ancillary benefits from bellowhead. I was quite excited about the prospect of being one of the artists played before takeoff. What an incredible honour to be the band that blares out over the speakers pre-flight, interrupted every 30 seconds or so by an advert for cheap perfume, car hire or travel insurance. Imagine being the musical backdrop to the pre-flight safety announcements. Yeah, you could provide some rhythm with the seatbelt clicks when they demonstrate the seatbelt clicks. Could provide a rhythm section there. Oh, I've added that bit extra. You don't get those kind of things if you just read the blog. Although there again, when I do an ad lib, you don't, you know, I maybe should just do it rather than going, yep, yeah, that's not on the script, everybody. That was improvised. Hey! Well, I've got a cold as well. I'm unstoppable. When I first started singing folk songs, I had no idea that such accolades awaited me. You see, I've kind of messed it up now because I improvised too much in the other bit. So now he kind of ruins the joke a little bit. Oh, why don't you read it as well? Get the benefits of both. It transpired, however, that we are not to occupy quite such a hallowed role, but instead our music is to be featured as part of one of the radio programmes that passengers can choose to listen to during their flight. So we're not quite living the dream yet. The particular show we are to be included on is called British Underground Radio. I'm not exactly sure when and where it's being broadcast, nor how many people will actually get to hear it, but I'm letting you know just in case you happen to be on an aeroplane and see it listed as one of the entertainment options. I know we have some very zealous and committed fans, and so I feel it is my responsibility to urge those people not to start booking hundreds of flights in the hope that of having the opportunity to experience our music on an aeroplane, which is certainly an experience worth having. Love in a Northern Town sounds perfectly adequate when listened to in normal settings, but becomes utterly transcendent when listened to at speeds upwards of 200 miles per hour and at altitudes of 2,000 feet or higher. I will try and get more information regarding the exact times and flights on which we are to be aired. I don't want to be responsible for a dramatic increase in carbon emissions due to overly keen young'uns fans. The airline company sent me a contract to read through and sign. I was cursorily reading through it, expecting not to find anything of note, when I was struck by one of the lines. You allow your music to be broadcast in the agreed territory. Territory shall mean the universe. My goodness, they really do have plans for our music. Talk about going places. This airline company aren't satisfied with broadcasting our music solely to planet Earth. No, that's way too anodyne. Nor are they content to restrict our music being broadcast in our specific solar system. Oh no, not even that's good enough. These guys have ambition. They intend to even transcend beyond the Milky Way. They're not pulling any punches here. They want the young'uns to go universal. It's good, however, to see that they haven't allowed hubris to utterly overtake them and that they haven't got ideas that one might deem too unrealistic. Did I write one? Have I turned into the Queen? I did write one. Well, what can I say? They could have expressed their intention to pump our music into multiverses and parallel universes. At least they know when to stop. And it's reassuring to see that they're aware of their limitations. Otherwise, one could be forgiven, for thinking that we've been sold a pipe dream. Maybe one day our music will get to be heard in various multiverses and parallel universes, but for the time being, I am more than content in the knowledge that our songs will be enjoyed by a universal audience, and I look forward to signing my first autograph for a Martian. So, as you can see, it's really exciting for the young'uns at the moment. In other news, the Young'uns have been shortlisted for the Best Group of the Year award in Songlines magazine. This is an Earth-based publication, incidentally. We are yet to receive acclaim from outer space, but obviously it's only a matter of time. If you want to vote for us to win, go here, it says on the blog, written version. Obviously, you'd have to go to the songlines.co.uk website and click on the award section. And then vote for us. And you really should, because one day we will have support from extraterrestrial beings who may be inclined to zap those of you who dare not to vote or who vote for another act. So be warned. This year I resolved to write a blog post a week, so I'll be back very soon. A reminder that you can enjoy, or at least listen to anyway, the 12 podcasts of Christmas, which looks back at Young'uns podcasts past. We'll be back at the end of the month with a new series of weekly Young'uns podcasts, and the third pick and mix arrives very soon. Oh, that noise means I have reached the end of the document. So, thank you very much. I mean, you're improvising all of this, David. I am completely off the script now. I'm improvising. My goodness. I know, and I say, and I've got a cold. No end to my talents. Yes, we'll be back very soon. Next time we do a blog, hopefully I'll plug the professional microphone in and get back to recording in professional situations. I'm quite proud, though, that I managed to do this particular blog post on the digital recorder without swearing, because the last time I used this particular digital recorder, I lapsed into blind blessed mode. I just reamed off loads of swear words. Oh, I missed that blog. Damn. Did you have a cold as well? Oh, that'd be brilliant. I'd have a cold and swearing. No, I don't know if I did have a cold, but you feel free to listen to it. It was the King Gong Part 3 blog, and I kept making mistakes, and I didn't have my computer was broken, and so I didn't have the ability to edit. So I just kept making loads of mistakes and getting very annoyed with myself and swearing. So, would you like to say goodbye to the listeners?
Goodbye.
That's Isabel in the bath. Thank you for reading.